From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher. Welcome to Thursday.
Yeah, good morning, Mike.
EBOS, interesting company.
It is. And I want to talk about their result. It's a big company on the NZX, Mike. It's got a market capitalization of $7.3 billion, but maybe not as well known as some of the other large cap companies listed on the NZX. And there's a heap of history and a heap of tradition here as well. And I think it's, Mike, it's appropriate at the time of talking about the result to acknowledge that the company is 100 years old this year. So it started life 100 years ago as Early Brothers Trading in Christchurch, selling lamps for horse-drawn carriages. So if you wanted to zhuzh up your carriage, you went along to Early Brothers Trading and bought yourself a nice lamp. EBOS has also been listed on the NZX since 1960, so it's a real survivor on the local exchange. It's had a lot of organic growth, but I think more importantly, EBOS has really sort of characterized smart acquisition, and more recently it's transformed itself into what is now the largest and the most diversified Australasian marketer, distributor. It's in the medical, healthcare, pharmaceutical space, animal care brands as well, and a very solid result to celebrate the centenary. Net profit after tax, $228 million. That's up 20% year on year and ahead of consensus estimates. And I should point out, those consensus estimates have been the subject of a number of upgrades as well. So people kept saying, well, they might do a little bit better, and they've beaten that. And Mike, management are expecting further growth in the year ahead. So revenue now $10.7 billion for this company, so over $10 billion for the first time in their 100th year. Total dividend up 9.5%, 5,000 employees, I think about that, around scattered around the place. And Mike, if you'd have been a shareholder in EBOS for the last 10 years, you would have achieved an annual return of just under 20%, so 20% per year. So that's excluding dividends. So it's been a real success story for shareholders and just a success story anyway. So well done, EBOS.
Now, what about my Spark Sports sub? Has that made a difference to their bottom line?
I'm sure it has, Mike. I'm sure they would have been lost without it. So, hey, look, Spark's been a bit of a favourite of ours. I mean, we love the regular and sort of stable dividend. I mean, for the past 6 years, it's paid 25 cents per year dividend. It's been a beautiful thing. Now, next year, they've confirmed plans to increase the dividend. So another strong result, or just on that dividend. So it was 25 cents, now planning on lifting that to 27 cents per year. Net profit is up, so your Spark Sport dividends payment has helped there. 7.6% gain in net profit. That's probably in line with perhaps a little bit better than market expectations. Now, you might recall, Mike, we did talk recently about the sale of their tower assets, their mobile towers. That resulted in $900 million coming in. As a result of that, they're returning $350 million to shareholders via an on-market share buyback if you want to participate in that. Revenue increased 3.5% to $3.72 billion. Their mobile operations probably surprised to the upside. That's a positive. Broadband may be a little bit weaker than expected. Revenue declined there, but that was offset by take-up of wireless broadband connections. Earnings, $1.15 billion. That's the top end of guidance. 5G, Mike, let's talk about 5G, because one day when you buy that smart car, 5G will help you guide yourself down Ponsonby Road without doing anything at all. At the end of June 22, 5G was live in 21 locations. Overall, Spark are guiding to earnings growth in 2023. And their share price also been on a bit of a tear recently. Year to date, up 90%, excluding dividends. So well done them too.
Now, what about the wholesale rates? They're on the move again.
Yeah, I do just want to point this out, because we focus very much on the official cash rate, which is now at 3%, heading to 4%. But a lot of what happens in financial markets is driven by what happens with other interest rates. And I just want to note that in the last 3 weeks, those longer-term wholesale rates have been climbing again. And the five-year, which had fallen to 3.5% yesterday, moved back over 4%. So we'll just have to keep an eye on that.
All right, what are the numbers?
The Dow Jones is in positive territory as we look, 32,945. It's up about 0.1%. The S&P 500 is up 0.2%, 4137. Biden is paying off a whole lot of student loans as well, I think, as well overnight. NASDAQ, 12,441. It's up 60 points. That's about 0.5%. The FTSE 100, 7471, down 17 points. The Nikkei, down 139 yesterday, about 0.5%, 28313. Shanghai Composite fell yesterday, 3215. The ASX 200 up 36 points, 6998. And we gained 12 points in the NZX 50, 11,655. Kiwi dollar a little bit weaker overnight, 0.6183 against the US, 0.8953 Aussie, 0.6205 euro, £0.5245, 84.76 yen. Gold, $1,749.63. And Brent crude, bang on $100.
See you tomorrow, mate. Andrew Kelleher, jmowealth.co.nz.